Peace and love. Thank you so much for tuning in into Gem Talks Podcast. Let's get right into this episode. Okay, so before we get into this episode, I definitely want to take some time to acknowledge what the world is experiencing. We all witness white privilege at its best. There's times when you need to step back, and there's times when you need to step up. This was a time for people, a part of the black and brown community, to step back. Or people that support the black and brown community. This was a time to step back. This was not our fight. And I'm saying that because we had our win. And we're going to continue to win. I don't speak much on politics. I definitely feel like that's not my lane, but I recognize that these things concern me. I recognize that these matters are important to me, and so I speak on it when necessary. We've been asking for the same treatment that the Trump supporters, white supremacists, received yesterday. When the black and brown community, or again, people that support the black and brown community, come together to have peaceful, I'm being strong when I say peaceful, rallies, to stand up for what we believe in, we get tear gas, shot at with rubber bullets or real bullets, being beaten, being killed. The same treatment that the Trump supporters received. We've been asking for that for years. Before my time, before my mother's time. And we see, we witness that it can be done. We witness that it can be done. What we've been asking for, it can be done. But yet we have to continue to fight for our rights, to prove that we are human. That's what we're fighting for. But yet, we witness Trump supporters make it into the Capitol building. They made it inside when yet the National Guard is called to take action when the community have peaceful rallies. So yeah, this was our time to step back and witness and pretty much prove the point that we have been trying to make for years. This entire time we have been fighting for the same treatment, and it's been proven that it can be done. So yeah, this was our time to just step back and to let people witness the what we've been fighting for, and that it can be done. What we've been trying to prove for so long, it can be done. So I definitely want to just say, I hope that you all are taking care of yourselves the best way that you know how. That you are finding time to just reflect, talk to someone, releasing, your emotions, the energy that you are feeling towards what the world is experiencing. That you are just being kind to yourself during this time. Because the fight is going to continue, unfortunately. But you have to be strong. So make sure that you are taking care of yourself the best way that you know how. Self-care is vital during this time. So be kind to yourself, take care of yourself, and love on yourself. You have to build yourself up for the fight to continue. That's going to continue, I should say. All right, let's get right to this episode. I was in Atlanta during the election, and it was so powerful. It was so uplifting to be a part of something so legendary. History was made in Atlanta, and I was there. I've witnessed people come together protesting, peacefully protesting, expressing themselves unapologetically, being bold in who they are. I had the opportunity to be a part of all of that, and it was so amazing. It definitely touched my heart to see how everyone, the community, came out to embrace and love on one another and fight for what they believe in. It made me think of something that I said not too long ago. Because sometimes, you know, when you give other people advice or you say certain things, it's like, wow, okay, I said that. That was good. I need to go write that down. Sometimes you just got to catch your own gems. And I said something that was so profound to me, I had to write it down. I stated that I am as strong as my community. I am as strong as my community. And what I meant by that is, I'm as strong as the person that is pouring into me. I am as strong as the person that is uplifting me, that is continuing to motivate me and push me to continue to keep thriving and striving. I am as strong as that person. I am as strong as the people, everyone in my circle, my square, my triangle, whatever you want to call it, that is pouring into me. So because I am as strong as my community, I have to be willing to give back. I saw all of that during the election in Atlanta. Everyone embracing one another without actually touching each other because of, you know, COVID, whatever. But being able to see that, witness it with my very own eyes, made me think, how can I take this back home? How can I be able to create something like this in my city? It was so powerful to witness that and to come out with such a huge win. History was made, and I had to experience all of that. It definitely moved me. It definitely moved me. The community came out and did their thing. That needs to be normalized. That needs to be normalized. Because if I have a support system, I have a community of people that is pushing, continuing to thrive in spite of all things, I'm as strong as that person in my community. So it needs to be passed forward. So when someone is pouring into me, uplifting me, I'm as strong as the person pouring into me. So I need to do the same thing. I need to pour into someone else. It's like a cycle. You pour into me, I pour into you. You pour into someone else, that person needs to pour into someone else. It's a cycle. We are as strong as the people that is around us. So you need to make sure that you are surrounding yourself around people who is like-minded, willing to put in work the way that you are, willing to uplift the way that you are. Or even if you aren't that type of person and you want to be, you need to be around people who you would like to be. You want to be a motivator. You want to be what they call it, an influencer. You want to be someone that is positive. You want to be someone who is really grinding to be better than they were the day before. You need to be around people like that. You are as strong as the people that you are around. You are as strong as your community. Understand that you are who you hang around. You are who is a part of your circle. If you're around some gossipers, if you're around people who always hating, that's how it's going to be for you. Change your mindset. Change your heart. Be around people who wants to win and wants to see other people win. Be around people who think like you. That changes so much. That changes your mindset. That changes how you move. That changes how you think. When you are around people who think like you, who move the way that you do, who is ambitious as you are, just imagine what you can do for your community. Imagine what you can do for people in general. If we all surrounded ourselves around people who have good aura, okay, good energy, positive, we would not be going through half of the things that we are going through in this world. I guarantee it. Surround yourself around people who is actually doing something positive. You are as strong as your community. You are as strong as the people who is around you, who you surround yourself by. Understand that you want to do right. You want to be right. Surround yourself around people who wants to do and be right and is making progress and not actually just talking. You talking the talk, but are you walking it? Be around people who's actually doing something, moving, making progress. Change your mindset. It starts with your mind. You want to do better? It starts with the people that you hang around. You want to do right for other people? It starts with the people that you hang around. It's like if you hanging around lazy folks, okay, well, I mean, that's what you gonna do. You gonna be lazy right along with them. It's like you just having a conversation with someone, y'all just sitting there. Oh, what we doing today? Oh, I don't know. What you wanna do? Oh, I don't know. That's why I asked you. That's not a conversation you wanna have with people. Change your mindset and change the people that you are surrounding yourself by. You are as strong as your community. Please understand that. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.